Welcome to Stories of Pets. As you probably know, I'm so close to getting all the subscribers I need. So tell 5 more people about me. And remember, if you're one of those 50 people who subscribed, the first 50, you'll be special. Because you're going to be my first 50 subscribers. You'll be in the 50 club. You know. Right now, I'm recording outside. As you probably hear, I'm probably going to tell you a story about a car. Or something else. I really don't know. As you can hear, it's so loud. But this is the recording environment I need to do. So first, I'm gonna tell you a story about a bus. And the bus is a very ordinary thing you may not expect. Okay, so most of you don't know this, but buses are America's safest vehicle. Sounds strange, right? Well, not pretty strange. Pretty nice, actually. As you can, you, in fact, you think buses are just there, and I know you're all afraid about bus crashes because how big and how much they bounce around, but they're made out of steel. And a little bit of aluminum. They have very strong engines. To me, better than a car. As you can hear, I'm walking in the grass right now. Sounds beautiful. Hear the crunch, crunch, crunch. Buses are beginning to be good for the environment too. As buses are good. Bus company, well, I'm not gonna say, are making electric buses that can hold 75 people. So, let's get to the story. So, this is the first thing I have to say. Buses. They're inventing. Ever since someone had the idea, this was like when the Henry Ford T model came out, which was a long, long time ago. I think Ford was actually the one who had the idea. And as you see, I'm actually on the patio of my house. That's why you have that great acoustic. As you might know, I tell news sometimes, and sometimes I have stories. Well, buses, what to say? Almost every children knows what the bus is. From that old time, wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. Wheels on the bus go round and round. You know that one? Yeah, that is the most famous. It's a yellow bus, the bus is loud. Also, it's kind of a bully hot spot. I'm still in school, so I should know what it is for the bus. As most of you parents out there, you know, back when you were children, you could sit anywhere. We have assigned seats, and younger people sit farther up, which is actually kind of sad. So, yeah. It's like that. It's difficult. Well, so yeah. And as you might know, this is something many people realize, but it's not true. Cool kids sit in the back. Less before the cool kids are the music players. So yeah, it's like something. As I see one of my most popular videos is Dr. Seuss, and this is not a real episode. And it's not a real episode, it's basically just an episode to tell you about an episode. Time for debate. And with the debate, as you might know, most of you are Apple listeners. I actually have been informed by Spotify that my podcast is now on iHeartRadio. So, any of your people who are not subscribers because you don't have an account, go to iHeartRadio. It's a free streaming, free account. You can do that. Which is actually pretty exciting that I have been informed that iHeartRadio actually let me in. Did ask me if I wanted to go to iHeartRadio. Of course I said yes, because even more people. And I think it got bumped up 5 more subscribers. So just download iHeartRadio, or just go to the website and make an account. It doesn't even take up storage. You can listen to free podcasts, even mine, and with a free iHeartRadio account, you can subscribe to my podcast. And please do subscribe to our podcast to be in that 50 member club. Okay, back onto the debate. This debate is, which do you think and why do you think some buses are safer than others? This would be, I will check for any highly copyrighted data, because I do want you to say the names, but if you say the model bus, I won't put it on the episode. Please do it through Spotify or iHeartRadio. That is all. See you next episode. By the way, if you haven't seen it, go to our Thanksgiving episode.